We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to Siv Gimel, which is the fourth line on page Chaf Gimel, the page following 44. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Hamashkin Baboker V'Rosh Hekidicha Tavshilo. A person wakes up Shabbos morning, and lo and behold, his cholent is burning. V'yorei Pen Yakdiach Yoser. He's afraid it's going to burn even more. So Yochol Lohosir Ulahaniach Kedera Yeshona Reikonis Alpi Hakira. He's able to remove the pot of food that he has and to place down a pot that is old and empty on top of the stove. Va'oz yosim ha-kedera sha'atavshul besocha al-gabe ha-kedera rekonis. And then he can put his chulin pot on top of this empty pot. V'izor shalo yosim kederosu al-gabe karka. But when he removes his pot to put down the empty pot to then put his full pot on top of it, he has to make sure that he does not put his full pot down on the ground because he's doing chazara. V'shetia rosachas. He also has to make sure that it is still boiling hot. Ukvar nizbar shalo hagin lohokel af im nesona al-gabe karka. The Ramah is going with what we discussed yesterday according to the shita that says that if you're doing everything on Shabbos, so you don't have these requirements, so the minhag is to be mekel, even if you put it on the ground, since you were taking it off and putting it back on, both on Shabbos. So the Mishaburu says in Sefkotan Ayin Tes, on that which the Mechaber says, that if you want to save your pot from burning in the morning, so you remove the full chulin pot, and you put an empty pot underneath it. An old empty pot. Why does it have to be old? So the Mishaburu says in Sefkotan Ayin Tes, Avo Chadosha Oser, it's forbidden to put a new pot there. The mislabin al yedei achom, it becomes white through the heat. Venasis kli gemura al yedei zeh, it completes the kli. It would be a problem of makav patish finishing off a kli by the heat, and therefore you can't put down a new kli. You have to put down an old kli. However, the mishabur then says ubekedero shalonuk shekfar nigmar tikunon vaasiyosam betano shal yotrim. But our pots nowadays that are really, when we buy them in the store, they're already made complete by the makers of the pots. It could be that you could be lenient in a pressing situation to even use a new pot. We also said the pot should be empty, sifkot on pei, the imhoya ba tavshil, because if the pot was full of some kind of dish, osur lahasim ala kira mechamosa gufa, then it's osur to put it down on the kira because of the food itself. You can't do that. That would be putting down a pot, cooking, or shihiyah, or chazar, whatever it would be. Wouldn't be Shehiyah, but you're putting that on Shabbos, a new pot, that would be forbidden. So it has to be an empty pot, and it has to be an old pot, and you put that on the Kira, and then you would put the full pot on top of it. Sifkotan pe aleph al piha Kira. You're going to put the empty pot on top of the stove. Tahavile Kira kegrufu ketuma. That makes the Kira into goruf ekotum. That's basically covering the fire. Shere hakedera so semes es piha Kira. By putting this empty pot on top of the opening of the Kira, you're in essence covering the Kira, and therefore it's considered ketuma. Umemela mutter achar kach lohosim ale hakedera shatavshel besocha. Memela, you can then put the full pot of cholent on top of this empty pot. Ukid le'el de chazara agabe gruf of a ketuma mutter, because you have now made the Kira into Gruf of a Ketuma, and we know doing Chazara to something that's Gruf of a Ketuma would be permissible. Ulefize, according to this, Hu adin gam b'tanurim shalonu. The same thing would apply to our ovens as well, because Sha'ish v'socha, when there's a fire inside, gam kein shari litein l'malo al gabe maziva shalatanur. You would be able to put the pot on top of the oven. That would be okay, because now the top of the oven is what's separating between the fire and your pot. Kevan sheha maziva mafsika bein akadero bein ha'esh, because now the maziva, the top of the oven, is now separating between the pot and the fire. The hu adin kishenosin latoch kochlin. So too, if you're putting it inside the kochlin, which is different explanations, but some kind of like shelf inside the oven that you're putting it, some kind of compartment that you're putting it to stay hot, so it's not in the fire, so that would be the same thing. The shelf that it is on top of would be considered the separation between the pot and the fire. It says over here, kochon is min tanur chimun. And other mishaburas, they show a picture that it's inside some kind of shelf. Here they explain on the bottom, in note number 2, in the Targum 2, it's a min tanur chimum, it's a type of oven that heats things up. Shehayu me'olav obo'ove dafnosa batekibul. That on top of it, or inside of it, there's some kind of receptacle. So that's what it is. It's a receptacle that's inside some kind of oven. So that would also be the same idea, that the platform that it is resting on would be considered the separation between the fire and the pot. Achein ben Maharil Isa de Tzarech lahafsik shom al hamaziva be'eze eitz odaf lehekera. However, it's brought down by the Maril that it's not enough just to put it on top of the oven. You'd actually have to put some kind of board there to make a heker and make it recognizable, and then put your pot on top of that board that's on top of the oven. V'chein mashma b'sof ha-simen b'ramah. It's also that way, mashma that way, later on in the simen in the ramah. V'ayim ha-mogen avroam b'sof simen reishon tes b'dinei shihir v'atmona. Shehete gam ken kemaril. He also brings down, like the maril, that put the extra board as a separation. U'mashma shom da'ayde heker dover ha-mafsig mutra afilu liten l'chalchila b'shabes. And it's mashma over there that through this heker of something being mafsik, it's mutter even the chatchila to put food there on Shabbos. V'ayim bechadushi rikiv eger sham. The chozek is shatavshil adayin cham shalon etzdanin. All this is true only if the dish that you're putting back on there is still hot, it has not cooled off. The ilav hachi asur mishum bishul. Because if not, it's cooled off already, then you have a problem of re-cooking it. Em yuchal hischamim sheyia hayat soledesbo. If the place you're returning it can get make the food as hot as yatsu lezbo, and there's liquids in it, it would be a problem of bishul achar bishul, and therefore this is all only works if the food is still warm. Shalo yasim, sif katan pebez, we will do a few notes, but I want to first finish the Mishnah Berurah on the sif. So the Mechaber said again, if your pot is, your food in your pot is burning, take the pot off while you're holding it in your hand, so you put it on upside down or right side up, either way, some kind of pot there, and put your pot of food on top of the other pot. We'll discuss in a minute in the notes what about putting it inside that pot. But for now, we're not discussing inside the pot, on top of the pot, so it wouldn't matter which way the pot is facing. Either way, you have that big separation, and that's what you do. But the two requirements the Mechaber said at the end is that you shouldn't put the kedera agabe karka, and also it should still be hot. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Pebe Shelo Yosim, you shouldn't put it down on the floor. Kedilel b'dinei chazara, like we learned, one of the rules of chazara is that you can't put the pot on the floor. The Ramah says it has to be oda b'yoda, like we learned a couple of days ago. V'shetia rosachas, the pot should also, the food should also be still hot. If katan pei gimel, ayin le'el b'mishnah Berurah, if katan nundala denagu lohokel in lo nitzanin lagamri. We learned earlier, and we will see later, that the minhag is to be lenient, even if it's not boiling hot, as long as it has not become cold, as long as it's still warmish. So then we said it was still okay to do chazara. Now we're going to look at a couple of notes. We're going to begin with note number 94, and it's a very important halacha. Machlokas, whether a blech is good on Shabbos or not. And it comes out of this halacha where we discuss putting the pot of food on top of the empty pot. What about putting the pot of food inside the empty pot? So if you look at note 94, it says, Achein, v'haniach es ha-kedera im atavshil b'soch ha-kedera ha-rekonis. L'chora, you should just put an empty pot there. If you're just trying to make a gara for katum, you're trying to cover the fire, so the empty pot covers it, so put it in the pot. The pot's like a blech. But yeah, we say put it on top. So in terms of putting it inside, kasava chazan ish, sha'asr. In fact, it is asr to put it inside the pot. Kevan sha'ove shule ha'kedera ha'rekonis. Since the thickness of the bottom of the empty pot, eino elo kekisui hamunach agabe kira. That's only considered like a light covering on top of the kira. It's very thin. And we saw in the Bir Halacha earlier in the Siman, she'eino nechshav kegrifa v'ketima. That the Bir Halacha said over there, that's not considered garuf ekotum, such a thin covering. Ma she'ein ken keshemafsik avir hakedera harekonis, which is not the case. If you have the whole airspace of the empty pot, she'esh bazeh shinui hanikir, there's certainly a change that's recognizable. The af memayitu es achom b'shir nikir, that also lowers the amount of heat that's getting to your food, and it's in a recognizable way. The hostif and the chazanish adds on, shemitam zeh, for this very reason, ain't pach shel malteches, a blech, is not good. It does not mowil lehichoshev kehefsek. The same logic that it's too skinny, it's not as recognizable, it's not keeping out so much of the heat. That's also not going to be a good covering using a blech. Kevin shedomhu lekisui hakira v'af garua mimenu. That's like the kisui of the kira, which the halacha told us is not good, and this is worse than that. That is the chazanish. The chazanish holds that a blech is not good to enable you to do chazara. But in the next paragraph, he says meidach b'shalom shivus igur shmoshe. Moshe argues and he writes shenogu l'haniach pach mateches agabe ha'esh ulachshivo kekitima. Our minog is to use a blech and to consider that like the fire is covered. The ein ze dome lekisui hakira she'enu nechshav ketima. This is not similar to the case of the Bir Halacha where he says the top of the oven is not considered a covering of the fire. Shekevan sheregilus hi levashal al gabav. Sounds like a chiddush, but apparently it was normal to cook in that spot on top of the kira. So since it's normal to cook in that spot, ein baze heker klal, there's nothing recognizable. That's a normal place to cook, and therefore, even though there is a little separation between the fire and the food, if that's the place where you normally cook, that would not be considered a covering. Ma she'en kein bekisui pach matechas, which is not the case by a blech, shekevan she'en regilus la'nichod, since you don't normally put that down for cooking, yesh heker bedover, it is recognizable, and therefore, Rav Moshe says that a blech does work for chazara reasons. The chen kasev b'shalom shiva shei levi, Rav Ozna writes the same thing as Rav Moshe, but Hosef and he adds on, shebekira shebizmanenu poshed yosher sheyesh lahakil, but our kira nowadays, it's poshed more to be lenient, mi'acha shekisui ha'esh ha'magula b'kirayim elu einu elachumra. Because as we learned, the shevira levi l'shitaso, he learned earlier, he told us earlier, in the note, earlier in the simon, when we talked about covering the fire and covering the knobs, so he said that mi'ikra adin, you don't have to cover the fire, because it's not coals, it's a fire, and therefore mi'ikra adin, you don't have to do it, the minhag is to yes to it. But says the Shevet HaLevi that our stoves nowadays, you could be lenient, because since mi'achar shekisrei eish ha'magula b'kirayim elu eino elu chumra, covering the fire is only a chumra, sherei i'efshar l'chatos b'eish atzma, you can't stoke the fire, you can't do anything with the fire to make it go higher, that's only with coals, and therefore mi'ikra adin, he says you don't have to do it. And therefore, he says, you certainly can rely on the fact that putting a blech on top of that certainly would be good. So Rav Moshe and Rav Ozner say the blech is good for Chazara. The Chazanish is machmir and says the blech is not good for Chazara. One more note that I would like to look at in this sif, and that is note number 95. The Shiloh, the Sosav Yerstam, an interesting Shiloh, and will come out with an interesting Chumra, but not, we'll see, not in a very strong way, but just interesting. Let's say you have a blech on, or you covered the bottom of a crock pot before you put the chulant on top of it, and then before Shabbos you want to adjust the knob. Now the whole point of covering it is so you won't stoke the coals, you won't change the flame. But here you're changing the flame. You're changing the flame after you did it. So is that mevatel your ketima? Did you ruin your ketima? The whole purpose of the ketima is that it's covered, you're not going to adjust the flame, you're not going to stoke the coals. Here you put your chulant on, you know, in the morning, and then right before Shabbos you're adjusting the flame. So if you're adjusting the flame, so maybe now you have problems that you have mevatel your blech that you put there. So that's a discussion over here, note number 95. Uleinyan hagedolas ha'esh la'achar hamodas ha'pach aleha. In terms of adjusting the fire or raising the flame, after you put the blech on the flame, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orba says, she'itochin she'tov la'achmir she'lo la'asoskim. It makes sense that it's good to be machmir and not to adjust the flame after the blech is on. Shimkein lo techshav kiktuma, because then it's no longer considered covered. Elo kikisui kira bavada will just be considered like the covering of a kira. Sharegila daito sha'ol lechatos, you have revealed that you're going to soak the coals, that you're going to adjust it because you adjusted it. And the whole purpose of covering is that you won't adjust it, and you go and you adjust it, so you have ruined the covering. Elo shehikshav lefizeh, but he asks based on that understanding, madua lo husker ba poskim she'en lahagdil ha'esh la'achra nocha sakdera ala maziva. So he asks the kasha, why don't we see this brought down by the poskim, that you should be careful not to do it. Lefiyah sovrim she'tah meheter b'maziva hu mishum she'nechshav adover k'ktima. According to those who are saying you're putting it on top of the oven, and that's considered like ketima, so why don't we see this being brought down? But he seems to say that it would be a problem, one should be machmir. V'das hagon, Rav Yoshev, Sha'af Shektima Kolshihi. He says, even though it's Pasha, when it comes to a light Ketima, a light sprinkling of dirt as a little Ketima, Kigon Pizer Ma'at Ofra Gacholim, you sprinkle a little bit of dirt over the coals, Mispatelas Ayideh Hagdola Sa'esh. So he says, even though when it's a small sprinkling of dirt over as the Ketima, that would be canceled out by raising the flame, mishum she beketima zo gila adam daito she'ena rotsa lechatas begecholim. Because by covering it with the dirt, you're showing that you're not going to be mechatas begecholim. You're not going to stoke the coals. Ukeshehigdil as ha'esh, and then when you raise the flame, so bitul gilui daza, you have canceled out the revelation of your das, and you see it's not true. So therefore, that would be a problem of raising the flame in a place where you have a light ketima. Mikomokom beketima gedola. Continue on page 5 in the back. Kigom bepizur efer rav al gachom. You sprinkle a lot. You cover it a lot. So there, Rav Yosha says, ein lahakbid al kach. You don't have to be makbid on that. Mishum she'en yono shal ketima zo hi be'etzen mitzias haketima. He says, when you do a light ketima, just revealing your mind. Because you did a light thing, you didn't do a full covering. But if you did mamashal full covering, the inyan of that ketima is that the metzias is covered. The af achar agdola sa'esh kaim heker, and that heker of the full covering is still there, even though you raise the flame. Shrei ein nosim kedeira al gecholim ba'ofen zeh. That you're not going to put a pot on the gecholim in that way. The af ketima ayidei mazivo ayidei anochos pach ketima gedolahi. And also putting it on top of the oven or putting it on top of a blech, that's considered a ketima gedola. Ulathikach ein lahachmir boshel ulahagdilas eish lahachamikin. Therefore, with our blech, says Rav Yoshev, you would not have to worry about raising the flame afterwards. Umikomakom kosa, but lemaisa he writes, shekozo b'makom hatchak. That's only in a pressing situation, so it's okay. But once the blech is on, you really should not raise the flame. V'im osa kein, if you did it, yagbia es apach v'anichenu shuv. So amazing. Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman are basically telling us that the best way, certainly, if you raise the flame after the blech is there, you should lift up the blech and put it back down, which is interesting. That is how Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo are coming out, but they're not with full force, but you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't get why the poskim don't say this, and Rav Yoshev sounds like he's saying it's okay, but l'chachil, you really should do it. Continuing on in this note, Omnam nehigdil adam acheres halahava, but if someone else raised the flame, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, she'en otzar l'asir asapach l'anicha mechadash, you don't have to worry about it. What if you lowered the flame and you didn't raise the flame after you put the blech down? So there Shlomo Zalman says, she'etochen she'misbatelas b'kach ketimoso. Same problem. You have canceled out your ketima. Kevin she'misasek b'esh l'achar shekotam. Once you're dealing with the fire, after you covered it, you will mevatel it. But if you want to just turn off a flame that was on, that's extra, under the blech, that's for sure, okay? That would not cancel out the ketima. But lowering the flame would, so raising or lowering the flame, it's best to lift up the blech and put it back down. That's an interesting chumrah that we're coming out over here. Let's go weiter in Siv Dalad. The last line in Chav Gimel, turning on to page 46, the Mechaber says, in Siv Dalad Yesh Limchos Biyadon Ohagim, we should protest against those who are Nohig, Lahatmin Mi Ba'od Yom Kumkum Shalmayim Chamim, that they insulate from before Shabbos some kind of container of water, Chamim, that is hot, V'nosnim Osam L'tocha Kedera B'Shabbos K'Shatavshil Mitzamik. And they see their food drying out, they put this hot water that was boiling from before Shabbos into the pot. On Shabbos, we should protest against them. Right? The food's drying out, so they take the urn and they put water into the cholent. We should protest against them. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefkotan Peidal HaNohogim Lahatmin, Ratz Shalom, it means to say like this. Shemechinim mi'bo'od yom mayim chamim. They prepare from before Shabbos hot water. Pen yitztarech la'aros osan l'tocha tafshil. Because they might need to pour it into the dish if it starts drying out. V'das ha'shulchan aruch limchos bazeh. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to protest against pouring this hot water into your dish. Why? D'pa'amim, because sometimes echor ha'yatzo ledesbo, one of the two will be yatzo ledesbo, v'asheni ain't a yatzo ledesbo. One will be boiling hot and one won't be boiling hot. U'kishema'ara echel v'chaveiro, and when you pour one into the other, mispashlim zem zeh, they're cooking together. V'ayim ba'achorim shekosu. So look in the achorim where they write, d'lufima she'yavor l'kama mesimit shin yuches siftezo b'hago. According to what we'll see later on in the Ramah in Shin Yud Ches, and we saw this already many times, the Anan no Hogin ka poskim, that we hold like the poskim that hold, the im lo nitzanin lagamri, even if it's not yatzo ledesbo, but it hasn't cooled off totally, afilu bedavar lach, even if it is liquid, ain bo mishum bishul od, there is no problem of bishul achar bishul if it is still warm. Im kein afilu im echad ain hayatzo ledesbo, even if one of the two is not yatzo ledesbo, v'yischamim ayideh tarovos, and it will get hot through the mixture, gam kein shari, it will be permissible. Say the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Ramah that we hold like, dismisses this concern, because as long as they're both hot, even if one is yatzo ledesbo, one is not, it will not be a problem of bishul achar bishul, even if it is a liquid, because we hold like the Ramah that as long as it is still not cooled off, it's still warm, is no problem of bishul achar bishul. V'cheinu ma'isim b'chol yom, and we see this being done every day, shenosim v'toch ha'ka'orek kitnios, that we put into a plate beans. Now it's talking about the beans with liquid. When you pour upon these liquidy beans from a kli rishon, some kind of meat sauce. V'imkein, and if so, kevan shakidnios b'kli sheni, since the beans are now in a kli sheni, v'ha'erui humi kli rishon, you're pouring it from the kli rishon, havelei bishul. That should be a problem of the bishul, of the liquid on the beans that's being poured from the kli rishon onto them. Ela korchav, but you have to say, the kevan shalon etzanim legamri lo shayapo bishul, since the liquid on the beans did not cool off yet, it's in a kli sheni, but it's still warm, so there is no problem of bishul achar bishul, even if you're pouring from the kli rishon onto it. The efsher shulazeh kivin harama b'mashe kosav ayin lekama b'simin shin yud ches. If you look at the end of the mechaber in Siv Dalad, the Rama writes, and look later what we said in Simin Shin Yud Ches, Zalta Mishavura, could be that's what he means, that for us, this halacha of the mechaber is not nogeya, and it's not a concern as long as the food is still warm. The hainu, and it means to say, de'ein lahachmir ba'adavar, that you don't have to be machmir in this area. However, it is mashav from the Magen Avraham and his maskana. The av she'en limchos b'yadon lohagin lohakel. Even though we don't have to protest against those who are lenient like this Rama, tov yoser lino shalol la'aros haroschem and akli rishon lekara amashav esochol ki'im bekaf. The best way to do it is to pour the stuff, the hot water from the kli rishon, onto the stuff in the kli sheni through using a ladle, through using a spoon. So the spoon becomes a kli sheni, and that makes it more lenient. However, v'im ha'kidneyos im ha'morok she'bekoren nitztanin legamri. But if the beans with the juice, with the liquid in the beans that's on the plate, already cooled off totally, b'vada yesh midina lizor shulolishboch aleha mikli rishon ki'im ayidei kaf. Then avada mikradin, you can't pour from a kli rishon onto them, you'll have a problem of bishlach ha'bishl because it's cold. Even if either ama, therefore you would certainly need to use a ladle. So the kli rishon is a kli rishon. The ladle you're taking it out from, assuming it didn't stay too long in the kli rishon, will have a status of a kli sheni, and then pouring it on, we hold that kli sheni, iri kli shenu, kli sheni is not mavashel, as we'll see later in Shin Yud Ches. Let's see one more note over here, and that is in the back of the Sefer on page number 5, note 101. And this is a very important note. So we said over here, we're discussing over here in this sif, pouring from the kli rishon onto the food that's in the kli sheni that's still warm, so we said it's okay. The gam laros la kedera hamunachas al gabe kira. Also pouring from one kli rishon onto something that's on the stove, the Beis Yosef writes shemutter. Beis Yosef writes mutter to pour water from a kli rishon onto the pot that is on the kira. Ubir achazonish. The chazonish explains the hainu bekira grufa vekatuma. It's talking about where you have food on top of a crock pot that's covered or on top of a blech. Well, chazonish doesn't hold a blech, but according to our understanding, you're pouring hot water onto a pot that's on top of an oven that's grufa vekatuma in the proper way. So the chazonish says that it has to be grufa vekatuma. Sheim lo kein. If not, aser laros latocha kedera shalea mishum isra chazara. Otherwise, you have a problem of pouring the water into the pot that is on the fire directly, because that's chazara. You're doing chazara onto a fire that's aser. Even though you're taking the water from the kli rishon, and now you're pouring it into a pot that's on the fire, that is an iser of chazara. It's not gar v'katam. It's a problem. Therefore, it has to be gar v'katam to avoid the problem of chazara. V'hosef, and the chazanish adds on, Shigam b'kira grufa v'katuma ein lasos kein elohim kein hoyu amayim unochem agabe kira o smuchim la b'mokom shayasu levesbo. Even if you have the kira that you're pouring it into, it's gar v'katam. You can't do it unless the water was also agabe kira, was on a kira, or it was close to a kira in a place where it was yatsu lettuce bow. Ma she'enkein im hoyu munochim b'mokom she'ena yatsu lettuce bow. But that's not the case if the water was not in an area that was yatsu lettuce bow. She'enam nechshovim kumushim agabe kira. Then it's not considered having been left on the stove. The imkein kishemara osel matocha kedeira. Then by pouring the water that wasn't on the stove into the pot that is on the stove, that even if it's gar v'katum, yesh bazeh mishum shia betchila. That would be a problem of shia. You're putting it on initially because you're not returning it. It was never on. So that would be a problem. So you'd have to have, number one, that the pot you're pouring it into is on a stove that's gar v'katum, and that the water was coming from another kira where it was considered, that it would be just considered chazara, and then it would be okay. That's the chazanish. Umikomukom dasrav al-yoshev, she'im hoysa kederu menachas al-akira, that if the pot was on the kira, yesh li zayr shelo laros es amayim b'shvicha chazaka. You have to make sure when you pour the water in, not to pour it in too fast. Hagoremes le'irav atavshil, because that will cause a mixing of the dish. Mishum shiladasa kolbo shuva beis Yosef, because the sheet of the kolbo brought in the beis Yosef is that yesh bekach mishum magis. That's the problem of mixing. That mixing is a problem of cooking. And that would be a problem. The host of it, he adds on, shelechatchila im efshar yesh lahasir es hagederim nakira. Best if you want to add your water to the chulent, that you take the pot off of the kira. Velaros losocha ba'oda biyado. And it's best to pour the hot water in while the pot is in your hands. O she yozes osa al hapach shelo keneged ha'esh, or if it's on a regular blech, you should move it away from under the fire to another area of the blech. She b'ofen ze yesh lachshiva kemi she'eno omedes al ha'esh lagabe chumras ha'kobo. That would be considered pouring it not onto the fire to satisfy the chumra of the kobo. But it would be still considered being on the fire, that it wouldn't be a problem of chazara to move it back to the fire. So that's Rabbi Yosha's additional thing, that it's better not to pour it on directly over the fire, because that gets into a problem of mixing it when it's on the fire. You should move it off the fire while it's in your hands, or a warmer part of the blech, and then pour it in, and then you should pour it back to the hotter area of the blech. We'll stop here, and we'll begin with Sefeya Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.